New South Wales Disability Inclusion Plan Fact Sheet, February 2015. A publication from the New South Wales Government Department of Family and Community Services. Website www.facs.nsw.gov.au. This recording lasts for approximately 10 minutes. The contents are as follows. Disability Inclusion Plan Fact Sheet. Background. Objectives of the Disability Inclusion Plan. How will people with disability be involved? How will the success of the plan be measured? How can I find out more or get involved? And the closing announcement. Disability Inclusion Plan Fact Sheet. The New South Wales Disability Inclusion Plan supports the New South Wales Government's commitment to remove systemic and attitudinal barriers so that people with disability have a better opportunity to live a meaningful life and enjoy the full benefits of membership in the community. Achieving an inclusive society is a long-term vision that will require consistent efforts from government and the wider community. In New South Wales, there are over 1.3 million people living with disability. Disability is caused by a range of conditions including intellectual, physical, cognitive, sensory, neurological impairments or mental illness. What they have in common is the disadvantage and discrimination that many experience as a result. As a community, we are stronger with a diverse range of viewpoints and perspectives, and as a whole, we are enriched through activities that promote inclusion. Inclusion reduces disadvantage, isolation, and discrimination. It has far-reaching positive impacts across all aspects of life, including health, welfare, education, and employment. These impacts are felt beyond the individual, with families and the broader community all benefiting in an inclusive society. Although the need for a more inclusive New South Wales is recognised, we still have a long way to go. It is time for government, community, businesses and people with disability to work together to make an inclusive New South Wales a reality. Background. The start of the journey toward this New South Wales Disability Inclusion Plan was Australia's ratification of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, in 2008. This signified a commitment by all levels of government to eradicate obstacles faced by people with disability. This was followed in 2010 by the National Disability Strategy, which set out a 10-year national plan for implementing the obligations under the UNCRPD. These commitments have driven a reform agenda to shift attitudes across governments and communities, to move beyond charity and to take a rights-based approach to people with disability accessing all aspects of society. In New South Wales, this has resulted in the Disability Inclusion Act 2014 and under it, the New South Wales Disability Inclusion Plan. Objectives of the Disability Inclusion Plan. The New South Wales Disability Inclusion Plan provides direction to government and a framework for partnership with people with disability, key agencies and members of the community. It will work alongside the National Disability Insurance Scheme by increasing the accessibility of mainstream service and community facilities in New South Wales. The plan sets out the government's objectives to 1. Develop positive community attitudes and behaviours. The attitude of the general community towards people with disability has been described as the single greatest barrier to full inclusion. Negative attitudes can impact the lives of people with disability across education, employment, and community participation. Attitudes towards disability can change over time. Through a combination of large public campaigns and local initiatives, people can learn more about disability and how their words and actions matter. 2. Create livable communities. Livable communities are places where people have the opportunity to live, learn, work, and play as they wish. Physical accessibility is important, but livable communities are also about the opportunity for social engagement, personal and business interactions, feeling safe and secure, and being included in community activity. 3. Support access to meaningful employment. People with disability often face barriers seeking employment through the recruitment process and within the workplace. Removing these barriers requires employers to be mindful of the information and access needs of people with disability and to gain an appreciation of the positive practices that can be adopted to provide accessible interviews, reasonable workplace adjustments, and work experience opportunities. 4. Improve access to mainstream services through better systems and processes. The systems and processes required to access services in the community can be complex. This can be more so for people with disability. Simple tasks such as gaining a driver's license can be difficult and costly for a person with disability. It is the responsibility of each New South Wales government department, local council and community and business organisation to ensure everyone has equitable access to information and services. How will people with disability be involved? The plan recognises that the objectives are long-term and the plan will need to evolve in response to feedback and the changing environment. Under each objective, there are several immediate actions along with additional areas for further development. People with disability contributed to the development of the plan through consultation, which informed the areas for action. Continued participation of people with disability is crucial to design the detail of the actions and to review the priorities, identify further focus areas. How will the success of the plan be measured? How will the success of the plan be measured? Ultimately, the success of the plan will be evident by the impact it has on people's lives. There will be a number of opportunities for people with disability to provide ongoing feedback about its impact. In collaboration with the Disability Council New South Wales, the existing New South Wales Interdepartmental Committee and other key stakeholders, the New South Wales Government will develop a governance, reporting and evaluation framework to report on the progress of actions within the Disability Inclusion Plan. An annual report about the progress of the plan will be provided to the Minister for Disability and made available to the public. How can I find out more or get involved? Phone 02 8753 9338. National Relay Service 1300 555 727 or free call 1800 555 660. Translation and Interpreting Service 131 450. Email nswdip@facs.nsw.gov.au. Web address http://www.facs.nsw.gov.au/reforms. This production has been made possible by the New South Wales Government Department of Family and Community Services in the interests of information accessibility. The recording was produced by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in 2015, website www.visionaustralia.org. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was Julie Horton. This concludes the recording.